You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. And now it's time for Audiograph. All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
It's the first Friday of the month, so check your books at the door!
I have broken my forearm, I've broken my rib, and I've gotten a concussion. And that's, you know, not too bad, considering a lot of other people are way worse off.
We asked you what it was and where we recorded it. To bring us the story behind the sound, we sent KALW's Zach Mack to a monthly gathering at the Oakland Metro Opera House.
You gotta be kidding me.
A grown man wearing a red beanie, bright blue face paint, and a dyed white beard struts into a wrestling ring.
Papa Smurf!
Papa Smurf. He's facing off against Fred Flintstoner.
You got Fred Flintstoner and Papa Smurf!
Papa Smurf!
They throw each other to the ground, they climb the ropes, they fling themselves on top of each other, trying to pin the other to the ground. A couple hundred fans press right up against the edges of the ring. This is Hood Slam.
When people first started asking what Hood Slam was, I would actually mention wrestling last.
That's Hood Slam creator and pro wrestler Sam Khandagabadi, known in the ring as the Dark Sheik.
It's a variety show. It's live music. There's burlesque. There's comedy. There's drama. There's sometimes some, like, B-movie, 70s kung fu gore. There's all these elements of 90s nostalgia and video games. Also, it happens in a wrestling ring, and there's some combat.
Khandagabadi wrestled for a few years on the independent circuit, but he was disappointed by the product and the pay.
And I wanted to do something that was a little bit more edgy, a little bit more fun, just more of an entertainment environment, something that didn't insult the intelligence of the viewer.
So in 2010, he started Hood Slam. About 15 people came to the first event. Nowadays, as many as 1,000 crowd into the Oakland Metro Opera House. Sean Holmes has been coming here for 3 years.
I try and explain it to everyone that I know, but the only way that I can explain it is that you have to see it for yourself.
That's what just happened to Thomas Ukun. This is his first time.
I don't know, just scream masculinity and bulkiness.
It's cool, it's edgy, it's just dirty, it's gnarly, it's not for little kids, it's not sugar-coated.
That's Brittany Chenault. She's one of the few female wrestlers involved in the show.
I wrestle as Ultra Girl Brittany Wonder. People think I'm adorable, and then I get beat up, and then I kick people in the face.
Chenault grew up in a household where watching wrestling was a family activity. Now she's a star in the ring, leaping from the ropes to tackle unsuspecting competition and occasionally getting flung into the audience. But it's all part of the show, and it's scripted, loosely.
There's no match that goes 100% the way that you expected it to go.
Fundamentally, the matches are really sound.
Mike Johnson wrestles as Drugs Bunny, a coke-addicted rabbit from the 1920s.
The production and the promos and the outfits are a little crazy, but it works. Everyone's in on the joke. The characters are too outlandish. The maneuvers are, while acrobatic and athletic, are insane. And, you know, that's why we chant this is real, because it's real to us, it's real to them, and that's why they keep showing up every month.
What is real is the athleticism and technical precision that brings this raunchy fantasy world to life. And playing tour guide to that world is AJ Kirsch, better known as Broseph Joe Brody.
It's like an exercise in the id. Like, that's something I think everybody here really enjoys. Like, you get to be whatever you want the people to love or whatever you want the people to hate. You can put that in front of them, and that's part of the magic of being involved with pro wrestling.
It's the first Friday of the month. This is real. This is Staying With Me.
And despite the tongue-in-cheek motto of the fans, Hood Slam loves its fans, and they love Hood Slam. For Cross Currents, I'm Zach Mack.
Our winner this week is Gregory Chu. Congratulations, Gregory. We're sending you a KALW t-shirt. For the rest of you, you'll have another chance to win next week. Here's your sneak peek. Ready? Here we go.
I probably have a repertoire of around 40 tunes that I can pull out at any given time. That's kind of my ballpark repertoire right now. Maybe my heart's on fire, on fire.
So, if you know what that is and where we recorded it, give us a call at 415-264-7106 and tell us. That's 415-264-7106. And if you're correct, you might just win a KALW t-shirt. We'll reveal the answer next week on Cross Currents. To find out more, head to our website, kalw.org. Click on Audiograph.